He has noted that attempting to amend the constitution during an election period raises concerns about the motives behind the changes.
And so definitely it should be away from major events such as during the elections. And so the moment you get into office, especially if you come into office and with promises that you would deliver like yesterday, walk the talk. And so begin the processes. Obviously, people do need to settle. We do agree. They need to settle, but they should not take forever to settle. And so you hit the ground running. So within possibly a year and a half, processes should begin so that there is adequate time for the back and forth and all those things that are required to be done.
Meanwhile, Alliance for Community Action Executive Director Laura Mitty has cautioned government against labeling critics of the proposed amendments as anti-government.
What government did with Bill 7? Is it somewhere? But no idea where. Come up with this list, throw it at us, and then become aggressive now. I start accusing people who say no of being always saying no. And that has been the narrative. There are people who always say no, they're argumentative, and then using our resources to send the minister around the country to campaign for their suggestions. Our money we should have been used to reach full consensus.
And Law Association of Zambia President Lungisani Zulu has urged the government to focus on bills that will propel national development rather than advance the political agenda of the ruling party. Police in Southern Province are investigating a case of murder and suicide after a 42-year-old man identified as Costa Muntanga of Sichite Village in Macha was found dead yesterday. Southern Province Deputy Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has disclosed that the prime suspect in the murder case, identified as Late Mono, was also found dead after he committed suicide by hanging himself from a roof pole using a wire. He said brief facts of the matter are that on August 3rd, 2025, in the afternoon, the deceased Mr. Muntanga went to drink beer at the residence of Ms. Frazia Simuyandi in the company of his friends. Mr. Namalongo said at approximately 20 hours, Mr. Mono, aged 46, of Hamushinka Village, who appeared to be heavily intoxicated, joined the group and picked a fight with Mr. Muntanga, despite efforts by the others to intervene. Mr. Mono is alleged to have struck Mr. Muntanga on the forehead with a wooden stool. He said following the altercation, Mr. Muntanga moved to the front of the house and did not return. He was discovered unresponsive the following morning at around 6 hours by Ms. Simuyandi, who informed his brother Cecil Mukambwa, who then reported the matter to the police. In a statement, Mr. Namalongo said police officers visited the scene and found the body of Mr. Muntanga lying face up with a visible cut on the forehead and right eyebrow. He said while at the scene, police received further information from members of the community that the suspect, Mr. Mono, had committed suicide by hanging himself from a roof pole using a wire. Over 30 African member states have gathered in Lusaka for the regional meeting on the development of a roadmap for emergency preparedness and response in Africa. Speaking at the event, Ministry of Technology and Science Director of Science and Technology, Dr. Larry Mwetwa, says African nations should not have power blackouts when they have natural resources like uranium. Dr. Mwetwa says Africa should add value to uranium and not only light other continents, leaving its citizens in darkness.
We cannot only be a continent that will just be producing uranium to light other nations. It's a good opportunity for us so that we can add value and be able to abide by standards that have been established by the International Atomic Energy Agency. We are going into a very important era of our time, with artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, and we cannot afford to have a nation that is going to experience blackouts when we have natural resources. So it's upon ourselves to make sure that we abide by the regulations that has been set by IEA, and let's make good use of our brothers who are sitting at IEA.
And Radiation Protection Authority Board Vice Chairperson, Safiri Sinkala, has underscored Zambia's commitment to support the development of the roadmap on radiological and nuclear emergencies that would support the development of cancer treatment and agricultural innovations, among others.
The safe and secure use of radiation sources is essential to many of the services that support our development, such as cancer treatment, industrial quality control, agricultural innovation, and scientific research. However, with these benefits comes the responsibility to ensure that we are prepared for any radiological emergency that may arise, whether due to accidents, natural disasters, or malicious acts. Emergency preparedness is not an isolated task. It requires foresight, coordination, training, and strong regulatory oversight. This is why the development of a regional board roadmap is both time.
Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency Technical Officer, Rana Ahmed, says the five-day meeting will ensure a more resilient and coordinated African continent in the face of nuclear radiological emergencies and identify common gaps and possible solutions. Kanchivia Member of Parliament, Sunday Chanda, has challenged union leaders to rise beyond numbers and defend workers' rights. Mr. Chanda has expressed concern that many of the union leaders today appear more focused on expanding membership roles than on protecting the rights and welfare of the very workers they represent. He said while growing union numbers may look good on paper, it means little if those members are left vulnerable to exploitation, poor working conditions, and unjust treatment. Mr. Chanda said Zambia's working class is under immense pressure, crippling indebtedness, stagnant wages, rising cost of living, exploitative work environments, job insecurity, and poor enforcement of labor laws.
While growing a union membership may look good on paper, it means very little if those members are left vulnerable to exploitation, poor working conditions, and unjust treatment. Now, Zambia's working class is under immense pressure, crippling indebtedness, stagnant wages, rising cost of living, exploitative work environments, job insecurity, and poor enforcement of labor laws. Teachers, nurses, miners, and factory workers alike are struggling to survive while their voices go unheard. True leadership is not measured by the size of your membership, but by the strength of your advocacy. Workers are crying out for bold, principled, and fearless representation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says it is considering the introduction of a policy requiring fuel retail sites to maintain a minimum level of fuel stock on site in a bid to prevent supply disruptions. ERB Director General, Engineer Elijah Sichone, has emphasized that maintaining operational stock is essential to ensuring a stable and reliable fuel supply across the country. He has noted that the proposed measure, which may be implemented in the near future, aims to reduce the risk of fuel shortages at service stations. Engineer Sichone has further explained that the policy would also help deter artificial fuel shortages, which are sometimes caused by retailers deliberately holding back supply in anticipation of price changes.
I think going forward there will be other instruments that we may consider, part of which is compelling these retail sites to keep a certain minimum
of at their site. This is what we call